Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Congratulations to these young men on a couple of new Liberty school records being broken. The 4x100 boys, 43.58, broke the previous record of 44.14, third overall. Jasper Melby, Kyle Roberts, Sawyer Morris, and Parker Toon. Jasper Melby also broke the previous Liberty school record in the 400 meter. Jasper ran this in 50.33, breaking the previous time of 50.59 and placing first overall. Congratulations. High school softball scores from yesterday. It was Couch defeating Winona 9-8. Bakersfield topped Gainesville 11-4. Mountain Grove got by Hartville 7-6. Play-Doh defeated Licking 8-2. Seymour over Sparta 7-6. Salem defeated Stillville 17-1. And Van Buren topped Thayer 5-4. West Plains Lady Zizzer Miley Adams officially signed to continue her track and field athletic career at Northwest Missouri State University. Congratulations. The St. Louis Cardinals played last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
I'm John Rooney, and last night at Lone Depot Park in Miami, Florida, the Cardinals beat the Marlins 5-3. Each team scored a run in the first inning. Jacob Marcy homered for the Miami run. The Cardinals took the lead in the third and added on behind Nathan Church in the fourth.
Win the runner at first, Church at the plate, and he hammers one down the right field line, and it is out of here. Big fly, Nathan Church, his second home run of the year, and the Cardinals now lead 4-1.
The Cardinals got a run in the fifth inning. Alec Burleson scored that after hitting a double, and he had two RBIs in a two-hit game. The Cardinals had a 5-1 lead until three walks led to two runs in the eighth, and then in the ninth inning, Riley O'Brien shut the door. The Cardinals won 5-3 with O'Brien saving his seventh game. Dustin May is 3-2 with the win. The Cardinals go for the series win behind Kyle Leahy today on the air at 10:15 this morning.
Catch all the Cardinal baseball games on KUKU 100.3. High school baseball scores from last night. Alton defeated Liberty 5-1. Bolivar topped Marshfield 6-3. It was Rogersville over Carl Junction 5-1. Thayer defeated Donovan 14-13. Missed extra point. Gainesville topped Conway 10-1. Branson over Hillcrest 9-0. Licking defeated Lakeway 18-13. West Plains pulled out a win over Mount Vernon, 7-6. They were tied up 6-6 in the sixth as they headed to the seventh, and West Plains, with a big hit, got the run. St. Clair defeated Salem 11-1. Norwood topped Sparta 10-5, and it was Summersville over Bunker 14-0. Adult softball season's right around the corner, and that's all going to be going down in West Plains. And all adult softball team managers are invited to attend the upcoming coaches meeting, which is scheduled for this Friday at 5:30 at the Jimmy Carroll Sports Complex. The meeting will cover key topics for the upcoming season. For additional information or questions about the coaches meeting, contact the Parks and Recreation Office at 417-256-7304, or you can email sidelines@westplains.gov. And Zizzer Football has a new football coach for the 2026 season, added to the staff, that is, Evan Ackerson. Coach Ackerson is a West Plains Zizzer graduate and is excited to bring his passion back to Zizzer football. And the newly established James River Valley Conference will have these schools in it: Blue Eye, Bradleyville, Chadwick, Everton, Galena, Hurley, Kirbyville, Niangua, and School of the Ozarks. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.